The Gemara, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, 6 lines from the bottom, Tanan. The Gemara finished saying before that we're trying to explain Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah argues in Tanakam and says that Mevoich Lifneim Velachreim. The Balkari is allowed to make the brachas Lifneim Velachreim. That means he doesn't hold like Tanakama that only Kriya Shema you could be Maharer, because Balkari is also Beteru Kriya Shema, and the brachas you're not Maharer at all. And the Gemara differentiated between the Raisa and the Rabbanon according to Tanakama. The Raisa, we're Misakin, you're allowed to be Mahara, and the Rabbanon, you don't do at all when you're Balkari. And Rabbi Yehuda, it says, the Mevorach Lifneim Lachreim must be, he holds, that a Balkari is Mutter B'Divitera. Varaya, he says, you're allowed to even be Mevorach. Now, if he holds that there is an Issa Balkari, then he would differentiate between the Raisa and the Rabbanon, explains the Shita. The fact that he says, you're allowed to even be Mevorach, which means even Bepeh, which would imply that a Balkari is Mutter B'Divitera, because he doesn't differentiate between the Raisa and the Rabbanon, even the Brachas are Mutter. That the Gemara attempted to ask a Kasha before, that if Balkari is Muta, what about the Smichas in Mishnah Torah where it says, Vaidat Luvanechel, Vaidimanechel, and a Balkari should be also? So he said that he used the Pasuk for something else, that Kila Kiblim HaSinai, so that would not be a Makar, that Balkari would be also. The Gemara now is going to ask another Kasha on Rabbi Yehuda that says Balkari is Muta, Bilavorech, Lifneim Belachreim, that means Balkari is Muta Bilavitera, we'll see. From a different place, from a Mishnah, which Mashma that Rabbi Yehuda would agree that a Balkari is also. Zog the Gemara, and that would not coincide with the din of Mevorach Lifneim Belachreim. Zog the Gemara, 6 lines from the bottom, Tanan. Zov Shiro Keri Venide Shepolta Shechva Zera. A Zov, we're talking about a Tuma Zov that has 7 days that he is Betuma. When he sees 3 Rias, so it's like a Tuma Shiva. A Zov is Tomei Shiva when it's 3 Rias. But now, in the midst of his Tuma Shiva, he also raw Keri. Keri is only 1 day until he goes to the mikveh, that day. So a Zov that has in him now 2 Tumas, a Zov of Zion that also raw Keri, which is once, a 1 day Tuma. And likewise, Venido, Venido is Tome Zion, Shepolta Shechvazera, she has Keri that came out of her Shechvazera, which is like a Tumas Keri, which again is like a 1 day thing, a 1 day Tuma in the midst of a 7 day count. Or the third case, Hameshameshes. So here's the opposite. She's Meshameshes, which is a din of Tumas Keri, which is a 1 day thing. And now she sees Dam Nidah, she becomes a Nidah, which is a 7 day process. So over here, the Tefillah would not really accomplish anything. The Tefillah of the 1 day thing is not going to help you for the Tumah of 1 day because you're still Tomei for the 7 day Tumah. It's like being Tovel Vesheres Beyodi. What's the Tefillah doing off? So the Tanakhama says, Tzrichin Tefillah. They still require a Tefillah. Even though the Tefillah might not accomplish anything for the Nidus of Zion or for the Ziva of Zion or for the Ros Adam, however, it would accomplish for the Raw Keri or for the Polta Shechva Zera or for the Meshameshes. For the 1 day Tumah, there is an Indian to go to the Mikveh. That's Tanakhama Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Poiter. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, what's this Indian of going to the Mikveh? There's no Mikveh. The Mikveh doesn't do off anything. So now the Gemara explains, Atkan lepoter Rabbi Yehuda el bezov shiro keri. When does Rabbi Yehuda say that there's no Indian to go to the mikveh at all? Is when you're first a zov and then raw keri. That means first is a tumas zayin on you, a zov that had 3 rias of ziva has a tumas zayin, and then it was raw keri. So what are you going to the mikveh if you have first a tumas zayin and now you have a tumah of 1 day? It's irrelevant this mikveh now because you're still tumas zayin beforehand. The reason why he says potar and there's no mikveh is because zov shiro keri the mikora lav bar tefilahu. He started off in a situation where he's not about tefilah yet until 7 days elapse. Avol, but you can be medayik if it's a balkeri greda. If it would have been a balkeri alone, not a zov shiro keri, but a keri alone, then mechayiv. Then Rabbi Yehuda would agree that yechayiv in tefilah. So we see clearly that he holds that a balkeri is also b'divrei Torah. Why else would he be mechayiv tefilah? Zogma v'chitemi, and that's Kfei and Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah b'zoi, that he says Yemavarch lefneim achreim. His mashma balkeri is muta b'divitera. V'chitemi, maybe Rabbi Yehuda doesn't differentiate. Hu adin dafilu balkeri greida nami poter Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda that says poter is not just in a case of zov shura keri, but he also by regular balkeri would also say you poter from tefila because balkeri is muta b'divitera. So why would Medayik in this case dafka? So who I didn't really I feel about Kerry grade now in Potter Abuda. If I hide the conflict be Zov Shor Kerry, so why is Abuda Potter by Zov Shor Kerry, which would imply only because you first have a Tumah Zayin and then it came on you a Tumah Yom Echad? That's why you're Potter. L'chayra, he's Potter even by regular Balkari. So the reason why it says Bezov Shiro Keri, Loidiach HaKoichad Rabbonon, to tell me the Chiddush of Rabbonon. Rabbonon that say that it's Osir, meaning Rabbonon that require you to go to the mikveh, even though you have a Tumah Zayin on you, which is a major Chumrah. It's a Chumrah because you're not being Metar yourself from Tumah Ziva. But Zov Shiro Keri, Rabbonon say that Yechayiv in Tvila, Tzrich in Tvila, is a Chumrah. The Chumrah is that you need to be Tovel LeKeryoi, even though the Tvila is not really going to help for the fact that you're Tumah Ziva. So maybe that's the reason why it says in such an instance, L'adich HaKoich HaDerabonon. Now this Be'etzim is Ton Shtikol Bira, because usually Koich HaDeter is Odif. You're telling us that really you could have said, Rabbi Yudah holds that even about Keri is Potter, which is Koich HaDeter. But we rather say the Chiddush of Koich HaDisur, that Rabbonon say that you have to go to the mikveh, even though it's not going to help you for the Tumas Ziva, which is Koich HaDisur. Usually Koich HaDeter is Odif. So there is a Chiddush that the Masham brings, that by Tekante Rabbonon, Koich HaDisur Odif. So since Tekonis Ezra is Tekonis Rabbonon, by Tekante Rabbonon, there's an Indian in Koich Deisura, even though usually Koich Deitera Odif. Al Kaponim, the Gemara wants to be Matchel Oilem, Rabbi Yudah holds that a Balkari is Mutter B'Divitera. And you don't have to go to Mikveh at all. He's Potter in any case, even by Kerry Grader. Zog the Gemara, if that's the Pshat, Ema Sefer. It says in the Sefer, HaMeshamesh Es V'Ros Adam. Now, here's the opposite case. First, she has on herself a Tumas Yomechot, Meshameshes, which is the bee itself. V'Ros Adam, and then came upon her a Tumas Zayin, Tzricha Tvila. Over here it says Tzricha Tvila. Now, according to whom is this going like? Leman Katonilo. Ilem L'Rabbonon. If this is going according to the Rabbonon, Pshita. Of course you need a Tvila. Why? Hashto, Uma Zov Shiro Keri. When you first have a Tumas Zayin, and then you have a Tumas Yem Echot, the Mikora Labar Tvila. The Tvila won't help you anything now, at this point, before the 7 days elapsed. Still, even though you're in Mikora, you're having yourself something which you're not about Tvila at this point. Still, Mechayv Rabbonon, where you have Zov Shiro Keri, Rabbonon Mechayv Tvila, even though you have a Ziva on you first, which Tvila right now, you have to wait 7 days. Still, you Mechayv Tvila because of the Keri that came afterwards, which is now after 1 day. Still, you Mechayv Tvila. So Meshameshes V'Ros Adam, when you have on your first a Tumas Yom Echod, Meshameshes itself, V'Ros Adam, and then came the 7 day Tumah, the Mikora Bas Tvila, because when you started, originated first the Tumah that's a Yom Echod, you're in Bas Tvila. So like Kol Shekein, so for sure the Chum are going to say that Tzrich and Tvila, it's Poshet that you're Tzrich and Tvila in the Sefer. You need to tell me Tzrich and Tvila in a case where you have a Tumas Yom Echod on you first and then a Zayin. If Rabbonin say it's Tzrich and Tvila when you have a Zayin and then a Yom Echod, so you already started off where the tefillah doesn't help, and still we say we require a tefillah because of the tumah that came afterwards, which was keri, which is only 1 day. Zov shiro keri yemechayv a tefillah, even though it came later, the 1 day tumah. So kol shekein yemechayv a tefillah when the tumas yom echot came first. Meshameshes v'ros adam. So you need to tell me according to Rabbanan tzrichin tefillah. El olav, the tzrichin tefillah is going according to whom? According to Rabbi Yehuda. It's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning the chiddush is according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda poiter. Rabbi Yehuda patters the chiddush of meshameshes v'ros adam tzrich and tefillah of Rabbi Yehuda poiter. The chiddush over here is clearly in the Rabbi Yehuda part, not in the Rabbanan part. The Rabbanan part tzrich and tefillah is not a chiddush. Rabbanan of course need a tefillah. They need a tefillah in a case where you have tumas zayin first, zov shor keri. So you need to tell me that you need a tefillah by meshameshes first, yom echod first, and then became zayin. So the chiddush in the meshameshes v'ros adam is in the Rabbi Yehuda poiter part. That Rabbi Yehuda patters you from tefillah. Even though you have on yourself a Tumas Yom Echot first, even though the Tumas Yom Echot came on you first, and Tfilah theoretically should help at this point, but since you have a Tumas Zayin, Meshameshes V'Ros Anita that came afterwards, it's Mafkir Rechi of Tfilah, and that's a major Chiddush in Rabbi Yehuda, that you're not Toivel at all, you're Potter and Gansen, even though you started off in a situation where you would have been Chayv in Tfilah. So the Gemara, El Olav Reb Yehudi, V'Davka Katoni Lo, meaning, so we Megdayek now, V'Davka, in such a case, Zog the Gemara, V'Davka Katoni Lo, Davka Beis Amin Aleph, Meshameshes V'Ros Onido, meaning, Davka in a case where you Meshameshes V'Ros Onido, that means, first you have a Tumas Yom Echot Meshameshes, and then you have a Ros Onido. So in such a case, ain't a tzricha tefillah. Dafka, in such a case, you don't need tefillah. Why? Because the tefillah is not going to accomplish anything. Because you became a nida after you had on yourself a tumas yom echod. So what are you going to the mikveh? It's like going to the mikveh with sheretz biyodoi. Aval Balkeri Greda. But you can be medayek from here that Rabbi Yehuda would agree that if you have a type of tumah that the mikveh would accomplish, this tumah the mikveh doesn't accomplish. Even though you have a tumas carry first, but since now it came upon you a tumas zayin, mishamesh es rosh nida, what are you going to the mikveh for? It's 7 more days till you become Torah anyways. What are you going to the mikveh after one day just because of the mishamesh es part? So we hear of you the patters. You can be medayek, but in the case where it's balkeri greda, mechayev, Rabbi Yehuda would agree that in order to mekayim to Talmud Torah, kriyashma, tefillah, all these things, balkeri is osa until he goes to the mikveh balkeri greda. So we see clearly that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a balkeri is osa b'talmud Torah. Only in this instance he's paters because it doesn't accomplish anything, the tefillah. But in the case where balkeri greda, you would be mechayev. So I was back to the kasha. If Rabbi Yehuda would mechayev a balkeri in tefillah, then why does he say in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda oimim mevorach lefneim v'lachreim, which implies that a balkeri is mutar b'divrei Torah? Zok du Gemara, so you have to learn taich in the Mishnah again. Avad Rabbi Yehuda agrees that balkeri is mechayev and is mechayev tefillah and is also b'divrei Torah. So what does the Mishnah say that he's mevorach? Zok du Gemara, back to the Mishnah. Lo yteima mevorach ela meharer. Ein chanami. Rabbi Yehuda taka holds that a balkeri is taka awesome mevarach bepeh, and it's taka also to say behedya bepeh, but he's maharer the brachas. That's all he can do. Tanakama says you maharer the kriyashma, and he says you maharer the brachas. Adam frekti gemara umi isel Rabbi Yehuda hearer. Does Rabbi Yehuda agree to the din of hearer that hearer helps? V'hatanya, we learned in the brayse balkeri she'en lo mayim litvoil. If he doesn't have any water to go into the mikveh, koyre kriyashma, Tanakama says he reads kriyashma, bepeh. Ve'en mevorech, but he doesn't make the brachas lo lefenev la lachreel. Ve'oichel pitas la'di eat bread, umevorech lachreel, and he makes the birch samozen, bepeh. Ve'en mevorech lefenev, and he doesn't make the birch samozen beforehand. Aval mahara beliboy, but he is mahara the brachas beforehand, he's mahara beliboy. The Einoi and the Birchas Kriyashma, the Einoi Moitzi Bisvosov, Divir Rameyer, Tanakam Rameyer holds that he's not Moitzi Bisvosov, the Brochel of Oneho. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Beinkach Uveinkach Moitzi Bisvosov. You say everything Bisvosim. You can say everything straight out with your mouth. So we see clearly Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Balkari is Moitzi the Brochel Befiv. So it's back to the Kasha that we see clearly Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Balkari is Mutabit of Eterra. But if you say that Brochel Befiv, he's not Mechalik between the Rice and the Rabbanon, he's allowed to say Bepeh, so Balkari is Mutah. So we see Rabbi Yehuda Shita is clearly Moitzi Bisvosov. Zog the Mara, Os Omar Rev Nachman by Yitzchok, the reason why a Balkari is Mutah to say the brachas, even befiv, is oson Rabbi Yehuda ki hilchas derech eretz. There's a new din. Hilchas derech eretz is muta, a balkeri is allowed to learn and say hilchas derech eretz. He's allowed to say it even bepeh. Even bepeh allowed to hilchas derech eretz. Pekei oves, hilchas derech eretz. How a person should act and interact. Benom lechavegoi. Hilchas derech eretz is muta. And birchas kriyashma is like hilchas derech eretz. That's what the chiddush over here is. Now Rashi over here has a girsa, osen Rabbi Yehuda lebirchas hamozon kehilchas derech eretz, that he allows even birchas hamozon to be considered like hilchas derech eretz, and it's zog Rashi shemutal shnoisa balkeri kedvorov. So there are those that are girsa in Rashi, osen Rabbi Yehuda lebrachos kehilchas derech eretz, not birchas hamozon. So then it would make sense, brachos yes, but avada kriyashma and birchas hamozon not. That's not hilchas derech eretz. But there are those that learn up in the Rashi that birchas hamozon also has a din of hilchas derech eretz. And Rabbi Yoina says in the Mishnah Daf Chof Taka, and he says that lemaskona kon Rabbi Yehuda, even birchas hamozon, even kriyashma, he made like hilchas derech eretz. He allowed to say bepeh. The reason is because birchas hamozon and kriyashma is shgurin befiv. It's something that people know by rote and say by rote. You don't have to be misamik in it too much. So because you don't have to be misamik in it, it's like hilchas derech eretz, and that's where Taka holds. That's the maskona according to Ben Yoina. The Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to say bepeh, not just the birchas kriyashma, but even birchas hamozon grashi over here and kriyashma itself. Now the Gemara is bringing a brisa that we see that Rabbi Yehuda allowed hilchas derech eretz to be said and learned even by a balkeri. The Tanya learned in a brisa numerous shitas. The first sheet is voidatam levanechol v'nevi v'necho uksi basrei. That's talking about Talmud Torah. Voidatam levanechol v'nevi v'necho. And then it says, "Uksib basrei yoyim Hashem amat lefnei Hashem lekech bechoyrif." Mala halon, just like in Har Sinai, it was be'eimo uveyiro beretetz uvezeyo. Torah was given with fear and trembling and sweat. The Goyin in Imenoyim explains each one. He says, "Eimo" is referring to yiras haroimemus of the Eibishter, and yira is referring to yiras ha'oynish, and reses is referring to the busha the fear and embarrassment that a person has that someone should not see Dova Meguna by him. That's the Yira. That's the Reses, I mean. That a person is Mevuyish, that someone shouldn't catch him and see something that's Meguna. That's Reses, the Busha. And Zeya, he says, is talking about doing the mitzvahs b'shleimusam until a person is mazia b'shas asiyosam. And that's what Matan Torah was. Be'eim o b'yira b'res of Zeya. And likewise, when a person learns Afkan be'eim o b'yira b'res of Zeya, Talmud Torah has to be in the same way as in Sinas HaTorah. Talmud Torah is like a Kabbalah HaTorah. It has to be be'eim o b'yira b'res of Zeya. That means you can't have Kalas Roish when you learn Talmud Torah. And Keri is a steerer to Talmud Torah, to Kalas Roish, Rebezoi. Because Keri comes about through Kalas Roish. So it can't be that about Keri is Mutam Bidivit Torah, Tanakama says. Mikan Omru, Hazovim Vametzeroim. Someone who's a Zov, that's not Kalas Roish. Zov came out by Oinus. Vametzeroim, it's not something that's Kalas Roish that came about. Uboin al Nidois. Boin al Nidois sure sounds like Kalas Roish. So Rashi is talking about Zok Rashi im Tovlu Lekerion. That means the Tumas carried they took care of. Le Divetera, Hatvila Eina Oilolem, Letaro Mitumas Boil Nida, Shishivas Yomin. Meaning, the Tvila Taka for the carry would take care of it. But it wouldn't take care of the problem of a Boil Nida, which has a Tumas Zayin. But for Takanis Ezra, Oilolem, Kritamasisin, Zov Shro Keri Minida, Tzichin Tvila. Sak upon him, Zovin Mitzeroim, Uboin al Nidos. After they went to the mikvah for the carry, Zok Rashi, on the Boil Nidos, Mutorin Likos Beteirov Nevim Vaksuvim. You took care of the Kalas Roish problem, because the carry you took care of, you went to the mikvah, even though you have a Tumas Zayin of Boil Nida, but Akoponim, you don't have the Kalas Roish aspect, and Zovim Mitzrayim is not Kalas Roish, so they're mutter to learn Torah, Nevi'im, Uksuvim, V'lashanis B'mishnah, V'gemara, V'alochas of our goddess. However, Tanakama says, Ave Balakelion Asurin, a Balkari which comes about through Kalas Roish, is Taka Osa in all these things. Rabbi Yossi, that's Tanakama Shita. Rabbi Yossi, Oimer, Shoinu Begilios. He's allowed to learn Mishnayas that are Rogel. Rogel Zagrashi, Shkurus Befiv, Shumaitzim Befiv Mamrutsa Vein Zoch Lahaichben. Mishnayas that you can say verbatim without too much Oimek, without, you can say it in Bemrutsa, you don't have to be Marich. Those you can say. It's not delving into the halachas. It's saying it Bemrutsa without being Matzia. Vavachli Yetzia, there's another gears on the side. The Oruch brings Yetzia as a loshen ilalamed lacherim, meaning this we learn from Kavachim from Sinai. Im lilmoid osa lalamed lekol shekein. Al kaponim lalamed is osa shloy Yetzia. That's one gears, or it means Yetzia zok Rashi b'taimi pirushein to be misamek in it. The shoyne bergilis, but not to be matzia, not to be misamek in the taimim, or not to be lalamed lacherim according to the Oruch. Zok the Gemara noch amol. Rabbi Yosef Emes Shoinu Bergilos Vachli Yetzias HaMishnah. That not. Rabbi Yosef Emes Vayimah Matzias HaMishnah. You're allowed to be Matzias HaMishnah, meaning you're allowed to be misamek in it or teach others. Vayimah Matzias HaGemara. But Gemara, you can't be Matzias when you're Balkari. Rabbi Nosem Barav Avshalom Vayimah Af Matzias HaGemara. Even Gemara, you're allowed to be Matzias. Uvachli Yoyim Askorish Boy. But when the Gemara brings a posik, Agadat HaGemara with Psukim, you can't say the Askoris, the Shem Hashem. That you can't do. The Mikrois that have the Askoris, that you can't say when you're Balkari. Rabbi Yochanan Sanna Talmidish Rabbi Kiva Mishum Rabbi Kiva Oimel. Lo Ikonis Lemedrish Kol Ikor. Zog Rashi, Lo Ilatziya Veloi Lashanois, Avala Beis Medrishu Nichlas Veshoisik. Meaning, you're allowed to enter Beis Medrish, but you can't do anything in there. You can't be Matziya, you can't be Shoina. You can't do anything. You can't learn in a Beis Medrish. Va'amilo, there are those that are gurus, you can't even enter. Lo ikonis lebeis ha-medesh kolikar. You can't even enter the beis medesh. Oh, so now the sheet of Rebuta that we're bringing right to. Rebuta oimer, shoinu behilchas derech eretz. You're allowed to learn hilchas derech eretz. Hilchas derech eretz, pekeovis, like we said, those things, or derech eretz, benom lechaveiroi, how a person acts and interacts, musa yirshamayim, hilchas derech eretz is mutter. Now, that doesn't mean that Hilchas Derech Eretz is not Talmud Torah. It's not the pshat when you're learning Hilchas Derech Eretz, oh, Pekiovis is not Talmud Torah, because it seems to imply Hilchas Derech Eretz is Mutter, Mashiach and all the other things, Mishnah Gemara is also. No, Avadat Hilchas Derech Eretz is Talmud Torah. Just the reason is, Pchatz Kosana brings this in Dalit Yecheskel, and he says, because what's the whole reason why he became a Balkari? Because of Kalas Roish. So Hilchas Derech Eretz, meaning, this is the remedy, this is the tavlin, Hatim Misakin Yomidas, because this goof of why you became a Balkari. It came about through Kalas Roish. Tumas Keri came about this way, so you're showing the Hilchas Derech Eretz, which is the tavlin, the remedy, why it came about in the first place. So that's why you're allowed to learn Hilchas Derech Eretz. And that was the Chiddush that we said, that that even Birchas HaMazon or Kriyashma or the Brachas are all considered Hilchos Derech Eretz. It's considered, Rabbi Neri says, Shgulim Befiv, but that is goes in the category of Hilchos Derech Eretz. Zok the Gemara, the following story. And he was walking by the banks of the river. You're allowed to teach us a halach in Derech Eretz. Teach us a perek in Derech Eretz. Yorad v'toval v'shonolem. He first went to the mikveh, he was walking by the banks of the river. So he went into the mikveh first. Some say that he went into the banks of the river because he was sitting, he was walking by. What, even if you're old, you don't need to go to the mikveh, you're allowed to learn Derech Eretz without tefillah. But if you're walking by and it's right by you, so then he went in there. Akoponim, it says, Yorad v'toval v'shonolem. So they told him, then you teach us, then when it comes to Hilchos Derech Eretz, you don't have to go to the tefillah. So why would Tumas Keri prevent you from teaching Hilchos Derech Eretz? Why would you go into the Nar? Even though I'm makel for myself, even though I'm makel for others, the halach is, like I said, Hilchos Derech Eretz, you don't need to go to the mikvah, and you don't require tefillah Sezra. But for myself, la'atzmi, I'm being machmir. I'm being maker for others, but for myself, I'm being machmir. So, like I said, could be even for himself, he was machmir only because he was mahalach al gavanor. The Gemara does bring that the ma'isa hoya mahalach al gavanor. But upon him, the Gemara is to be maker for others. Doesn't mean that for yourself you're makel too. For himself he was machmir. The Bein Yoyne writes over here clearly. He says that loy ovar lov shah shel loy spalel b'loy tefillah. Meaning for himself, even though for others he paskened that the takona is bottle, and later on we'll see even for tefillah it's bottle. But for himself he was machmir for everything. Zok
d'mor tanya Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira hoya oimer. This shita holds that a balkeri is mutter in Talmud Torah. Why? Because ein divrei Torah mekablin tuma, divrei Torah not mekabel tuma. Balkeri is totally mutter in Talmud Torah. There's no inyan at all because you're allowed to be oisik in Torah because it's not mekabel tuma. It's like eish, koydvara keish. Fire is the biggest way of Torah. Ein divrei Torah mekablin tuma. Ma'aseh b'talmud echad shoyim megamgem lamaylam Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira. He was megamgem. He didn't want to say the Torah so clearly and so articulate because he wasn't sure he was a balkeri. So he said it in the oifen of gimgum, not be hearer, not be speaking, but in the gimgum. L'maylem Rabbi Meseira, Omale b'ni psach picha, open up your mouth, my son, open up your mouth and say it regular. V'yiro dvarecha, she'ein divetere mekablin tuma. Torah is not mekablin tuma. You're allowed to learn it and be oisik in it and be misamik in it, even about Keri. She'nema aloi kodvara ke'eshnu ma'shem. Ma'eshen mekablin tuma, av divetere mekablin tuma.
Zok the Gemara, Omar, the brisa that we brought before, Metzias HaMishnah v'ne Metzias HaGemara. One Amora holds that you only Metzia the Mishnah and not Metzia the Gemara. You can taka delve into the time of Mishnayas, but not Gemara. Zog the Gemara, Metziela l'Rabbi Loi. This is a right to Rabbi Loi Shita. Dom Rabbi Loi, Om Rav Acha Bayankov Mishum Rabbeinu. Halocha, the halocha is, you would differentiate between Mishnah and Gemara. Metzias HaMishnah v'ne Metzias HaGemara. Zog the Gemara, Ketanoi. This is a machlokes Tanoim, the Shita of Rabbi Loi. Why? Zog the Gemara Ketanoi Matzias Hamishna Ben Matzias Hagemara Divrei Rameya. Rameya takholds the Matzias Mishna Ben Matzias Gemara. Rabbi Yudah Ben Gamliel Loimel Bishum Reb Chanina Ben Gamliel Zev Zev Osur Sai Mishna Sai Gemara Osur Matzias. Va'amiloda are those that say Zev Zev Mutter Sai Mishna Sai Gemara is Mutter. So Mandom Zev Zev Osur that both are Osik Rabbi Yechon Sandler. Rabbi Yechon Sandler Shita was before in the Brisa. Rabbi Yechon Sandler. You're not learn anything. Not Mishnah, not Gemara. Both are also. That's not like that shita. Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira's shita was ein divetar mekablin tuma. So they're both mutter. Everything is mutter because ein divetar mekablin tuma. Zog the Gemara. Omar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok nehoig alma kahani tlas savi. The Welt fear sich like the following three savi. Rabbi Loi bereish sagez. Like a beloy shita, that the first shearing is not noigin chutz loretz, only in Eitz Yisrael. Krabi shai bekelayim, that the special din of mapolis yad to be chayim and kelayim, it has to be, the Gemara is going to say soon, that you have to have dafka, klei zroim and klei kerem, ka'achas, shloishim and mapolis yad.
You have to have all three together, like a Bishai Shita. And with the Geitar Suga, Kirem Yehuda ben Meserah b'divetera, like a Yehuda ben Meserah that says, Ein divetera mekablim tuma, and Torah is mutter for Balkari, even to Mizamek. Zog the Gemara, Kirem Eloi b'reish ha-geiz, the Tanya Reb Eloi, Oymer reish ha-geiz, ene noig, ala ba-oretz. It's only noig in Eitzol. Kirem Bishai b'kaloyim, yichsiv, kamach le-sizra, or se-le-sizra, kamach le-kilayim. It has to be dafka of a Zri and a Kerem together. Klei Zroi me klei Kerem ka-achas, shloshem am polis yad. Rabbi Shaya Oymer lo oylo me nechai vat shizra chita v'sore v'chatem polis yad. Ki Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir Rabbi Divetera, that Divetera nama kabal tumah because kod dvora ke'esh. The tiny Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir Oymer, ein Divetera mekabling tumah, ki also Ziri. The Ziri came and he said, Omar, bot lua le tviluso. They were mevatel the tvilo meaning of Takonis Ezra. Va'amilo bat lua le netiluso. They were mevatel the netila, meaning netilas yadayim before tvila, before tefillah, before davening, that, like we said earlier in the Gemara, a person shouldn't say, shouldn't wash his hands and cause that to be mevatel tzilusa, or kriya shema, or tefillah. They were mevatel either tefillah of tefillah's Ezra, or the netila of before tefillah, before davening. Zok the Gemara, man the oma bitu le tefillusa. The man the oma that says that's referring to tefillah's Ezra, mevatel it, is Rabbi ben Meseira. Rabbi ben Meseira says that ain't the vetarim coming tuma. Man doma bitlul in itilusa. Ki hoder av chiz the liar to man the mahad ramai bin itilusa. Like we had the Gemara earlier in Daftes Vov, that he was liar, he was mekalal someone who had the expense of Zman Tvila or Zman Kriyashma over there. It's quite different in Kirsois. He was liar on someone that was mahad ramai. He went to get water before Tvila, before davening, or before Kriyashma, and it caused him to be mevatel this man. So the Gemara says of two gesoys. One is man de omar batle letvilusis krabidu b'meseira. So the question is that if Takonis Ezra was mesakan a takona, how could a later bezdin be mevatle? That's the discussion above a common pay base. Ein bezdin achi yochel avatel at shegol amena b'minyan. So how could it be mevatle? So there's a few terutzim of there. One terutzim says that it was not nispashet b'rov Yisrael, the Takonis Ezra. So Mela, they were able to mevatel it. Or he says, it was a Takonis and a Tzibi Yochalamed bo. So they're able to mevatel it. Or he says over there that he goofed made it, that it's not really a Takona. So it's not a din of a Takona that you can't be mevatel. He was misakin in a way that if you want, you can be mevatel it. So it doesn't fall into the category that he was really misakin it. It wasn't really a Takona that otherwise you have the problem of Ein Bezin Achi Yochalavatla. So we see clearly they were mevatel it, so it wasn't together a Takona that you can't be mevatel. A taste of here in Amud Beis is going to say, we'll see, but taste of Amud Beis says that this din of Rebidu Ben Besera, that Ein Devetar Mekablim Tumah is not just on Torah, it's even on Tefillah, even on Davening. And the Rish says that Loishna, if it's no difference if it's Torah or Tefillah, others are Mechalik, but taste says 2 days over there, Dafkul Torah, but for Davening, yes, but taste says Loishna, and the Rish says that Batlua, they were Mevatlit in Gansen, even for Tefillah, for Davening, and not just for Torah. Now the other tzad in the Gemara that it's going on the tila, it's going on the tila sidayim, meaning before davening. So mandam abatul in the tilusa is like Rav Chizda that lied to mandam ahada amaya beidin tilusa. So toisin of tezvov mandam ahada amaya beidin tilusa. So the question is, someone that's running for water at the expense of what? So there's a gears of kriyashma, or it's a gears of even for tefillah, even for davening. So Rashi over there says only kriyashma. Tosaf over there brings a raya from our sugya that botlul in the tilusa, the light amanda mahada amay bin in tilusa, umid lo hiskasham kriyashma. The Gemara over here doesn't say kriyashma, mashad b'chol inyan muta. It's always muta without water, and don't be mevatel, not just kriyashma, but also tefillah not, at the expense of looking for water. And then Tosaf says that the dalad mil, that's referring to davening with betzibu, with a minyan. But upon him, from this Gemara, he brings a riot that it's not just Kriyashma, it's also for Tefillah, that he was liat among the Mahada Amaya bin Tzilusa. Zog the Gemara weiter. There's a question in Rishonim, does it mean right when the Zman of Tefillah starts already, you shouldn't be Mahada Amaya, or it means at the end of the Zman, she shouldn't miss the Zman, Rabbeinu Yoina? Now, Lahaloch and Simon Peches, the Gabriel Din of Bitlua le Tefillusa, we talk a Paschal like that, the Mechabe and Simon Peches, Zog the Mechabe, that kol atmein akurim b'torah v'akurim kriyashma mispalim chutzim balkari. That's the original Takonis Ezra. Sheitzia Ezra mikol atmein va'osu be'mitorah be'mikriyashma v'tfilat sheyitbaru. And then the mechaber fears ois
that for davening for Kriyas Shema and Torah, beloy tefillah, without tefillah, beloy rechitza, the tisha kaven, even not tisha kaven, like Gemara soon, that's also not necessary. V'chein poshet ha-minig, and that's the ma'aseh of the minig. So mi'ikad adin, the balkeri is mutin, Torah, Kriyas Shema and tefillah, for everything it's bitlua. Now, the Mishnah Berurah over there, and of course, tovel of bracha, someone who's tovel, but the Mishbura does say over there in Simon Peches, they're not in the cheshbin of Zman Kriyashma or Zman Tefillah. Do not go to the mikveh and for Balkari to be Mahader at the expense of Zman Kriyashma and Zman Tefillah. And obviously there's also the kud of Tisha Kavin, like we've seen in the next Gemara, that Tisha Kavin, we'll see in the Sugi of Tisha Kavin, that's another way, Be'etzim, to be somewhat of a kiyam of the Tekonis Ezra too, if it's considered a Tefillah through Tisha Kavin. Zog the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. Balkeri shenosan lef tisha kavin mayim. A balkeri that they poured in him 9 kavin of mayim, tohar. He's considered tohar. Nochem ish gamzu lochsha. Nochem ish gamzu whispered this din of tisha kavin. Le Rabbi Akiva. He didn't want to say it publicly out loud. Le Rabbi Akiva lochsha le venazai. U venazai yotze vishonu le talmido b'shuk. He said it publicly. Zog the Gemara, pligibo etreya meroi b'marove. Rabbi Yez ba'avin, Rabbi Yez ba'zvida. Chatoni shono, he taught it, v'chatoni lochsha. He whispered it. Manaton is showing the reason why he said it publicly. Bishum bitl Torah. He didn't want people to think that it's also bit Torah until you go into the mikvah mem so. He said, no. Balkeri is enough if Tisha Kavin is enough. So he didn't want it to be Gurim bitl Torah that they think they have to go to mem so. Umishum bitl Pirivya. Or because people were not with their wives, they were not Mekayim Pir V'Rivya, Zogdashi Shoyinim Noyim Mitashish Bin Meteich HaTfila. It's too much of a tircha. So he said, it's not such a tircha. Shower is enough. Tisha Kavan is enough. Uman de Toni Lochsha. The reason why he said it quietly, Bilechisha, Shelo Yitamir Chomim Mitzuyin Etzin Neshitetem Ketana Goylim. Like we said in the beginning of the parak, it shouldn't be that if they realize that it's so poshut, all you have to do is Tisha Kavin, so it'll be Motsu Eitz in the Shasem Ketana Goylim. So that's where he was Lachsho. He didn't want to say this Eitz of Tisha Kavin. Om Rabbi Yani Shemat Shemekilim Bo, Shemat Shemachmirim Bo. I heard people are Mekel in Tisha Kavin, and heard those that are Machmir in Dafka Memso. Zog Dimo V'chol HaMachmir Bo, Al Atzmo, Marich L'Yom V'Shnoisov. And whoever is Machmir, the Zoychet Arichas Yomim. Meaning, what's the reason that people go to the mikveh, the toivel, in the morning before shachis for keri? What do you mean, mativon? What's the reason? You yourself said that balkeri also be the Torah. That means you need to go to the mikveh. That's the reason why they toivel in shachin. So what are you asking, mativon? This is what Reb Shulman Levi meant to ask. Mativon by boim so. Why did they go dafke in the mikvah boim so? Efshe b'tisha kavin. It's sufficient if you go to tisha kavin. Mativon b'tvila. Why do you have to go into the mikvah where you're toivel? Efshe b'nesina. You can be yoitza through tisha kavin, which is poured on you. That's also a tyra. And that should be enough. That's his question of mativon shel shachin. Now, tisha kavin, the sugi of tisha kavin is discussed by the poiskim legabe an istinus, the mashal on Erev Yom Kippur, where you take going to the mikvah for Tyra. So could it istinus be yoitza with tisha kavin? What's the din of tisha kavin? So tisha kavin bizman hazeh is, it depends exactly what it is, the b'chaim noyeshit or chazanish, but it's around 5-6 gallons of water that falls on a person, that's poured on a person, is considered a din of Tisha Kavin. That's a shear of Tisha Kavin. Now, does a shower fall into the category? Many poiskim are makel and consider a shower Tisha Kavin. The Chazanish was machmer, and he considered a shower head, being that every hole has a different force, so to speak, of where the water comes out of the head, the shower head. So it's like shoifach miyoisa megimel kalim. And that's not called the tisha kavin when you be shoifach from numerous kalim together. So if you have a stream that's not a shower head with many holes, so you don't have the chumra of the chazanish, you won't have the problem. But stavazoi, many are makel that you don't have this chumra that you have to be machmir for, that's considered like kama kalim, and a shower would be considered tisha kavin. 5-6 gallons, it depends how long it takes for 5-6 gallons to stream out on you and fall on you. It could be 2-3 minutes. Now, the way to do it is you're in the shower and you have to be shayfach on you. So if the shower is on already, that's not really being shayfach on you. So you're in the shower before the shower is on, and then you turn on the faucet, you turn on the shower, so you're being shayfach the shower on you, and the flow of the shower is going on you, and that's considered a shvicha.
The Ida Shita that even before the shear that it falls on you is that it's all mechuber to the bar of the mayim under you, and it's like a tkeina tefila, a kaponim. That's like not a tefila for real tefila, but a kaponim for a tumas carry. There's some type of shita in the poskim brought down that it's a chibur in the bar mitachtov. And agave tefila on Shabbos, that's a whole suga by itself. If being that it's only a chumrah, it's in batul letvilusa, so on Shabbos it can come lidei kula because of the issa schita and other problems that can happen by tefillah on Shabbos and Yontif. So there are those that are machmen not to be toivel bedafka on Shabbos and Yontif, and the others, those that were mekel more, but that's not for now. Zog digmal weiter. Omer Reb Chanina, geder godel godrubo, meaning there was a geder that they made that they were misakin that to that about carry should dafka be toivel in abayim. So there was a maisa with the echot shetova isha ledvar vera. He was tovei an isha for dvar vera. Zog Rashi, what are we talking about? Shetova isha, oisa isha pnuya hoisa. She was an isha pnuya. The chomim gozgo ala yichud afala pnuya. The chomim asa the yichud with the pnuya. So he was tovei for dvar vera. Terrible thing. Zog Gemara, what happened? Omro loy. This woman told him, Reiko, empty person. Do you have 40 saw to be toivo after the relationship that you be tevei me for? Do you have aboim saw? Miyat pirish. So he was perished from Navera. So that's what the Gemara says, geder godel godrubo. The fact that there was a geder, the takon of being matrich, a balkari, of tefillas aboim saw, what saved and prevented this person from doing that Navera, because this woman told him, do you have aboim saw?
And the Bnei Debiud in Etzlach is Medaik and Rashi. Rashi says there was a Maisa that he was Tevea and Isha, Oisa Isha Pnuya Hoisa. Zok there, because if it would have been an Eshes Ish, and she's ready to be over the Is of Eshes Ish, she's not going to be worried about Taira of Takonas Ezra to make sure you have Abayim Saw. A Pnuya, it's Goz, Chom Goz Ali Yichud. Oh, so maybe she was Machmir for Takonas Ezra. But for Eshes Ish, it can be that she says, I'm ready, but a Malmaisa you have to have Abayim Saw for Takonas Ezra. As always, Zok the Etzlach. But he brings Yerushalmi that learns the Gemara over here, Maisa be'eshes ish. So it was a Maisa, it was eshes ish, and still she was choishesh for Takonas Ezra to have Aboim Saw. That means she was ready to be even aver of eshes ish, but you have to have Aboim Saw afterwards. Which is a pelet de gazach, that for you can be mamasha avayan for eshes ish, but for this you want to be machmir to make sure you had Aboim Saw. But come on, the Gemara says, this gather gadol, it saved this reka from doing an avera. Zok the Gemara. Omalu Rav Huna Rabbonon. Rav Huna told the Chachomim, the Talmidim, Raboisai, Mipnei Ma Atem Mezalzlim B'Tvila Zu. Meaning, why being Mekel like a real Meseiren says that a Balkari doesn't need a Tvila? Why being Mekel? Im Shum Tzeina, if it's because it's too cold and it's hard for you to go to the mikveh, so Efshe B'Mechatzois, you can go and go into a warm bathhouse. So Mele, it's that type of Rechitza, there shouldn't be a reason of Tzeina. Omalei Rav Chizda, b'chiyesh tefila b'chamin, is a tshayich a mikveh b'chamin? A mikveh b'chamin is a problem of Maim Shuvin. Omalei Rav Ada Ba'ave koi kavoseich. Meaning, Rav Ada Ba'ave taka holds like you that a balkari needs a kosher mikveh, and a taka would not work with a mikveh that's chamin. Tefila b'chamin wouldn't work. I myself hold that no. That tefillah b'chamin is enough because it's not a real tumah. So balkari be'etzem is a tumah kala. So we'll make all even tefillah b'chamin. Zok the Gemara. Reb Zera Abba Yosef ba'agne demaya be'misusa. Reb Zera was a balkari who was sitting in a tub that was full of water. Omale l'shame, he told his shamish, zil va'aisi tishakavin v'shadi alvei. Pour on me tishakavin. Like this, I'll have the din of tishakavin. And that would work for Balkari. Omale Rabchi Barabba, Lomale Lamakule Hai. Why do you have to be Matriachim for this? For Yosef Gavai, so are you. He's sitting in the bathtub itself. So why do you need to pour on you Tishakavin? Omale Ke Aboim So. Meaning, just like Aboim So, my Aboim So. It's Betvila. Meaning, it works through Tvila. Veloy Benesina, not through pouring. Aftishakavin has been a scene of Aloy Betvila. So Mela, I told him, Dafka to pour on me Tishakavin. So I should have the din of Tishakavin, which doesn't work by sitting in a bath. Even though you might be sitting in a chatzvah that has the amount of water of Tishakavin. Tishakavin is Dafka ben a scene, just like a mikveh is Dafka Betvila. Zogmo Rav Nachman, Tiken, Chatzvah bas Tishakavin. Rav Nachman was misakan a chatzba, a barrel, a bath, so to speak, that was exactly the measurement of Tisha Kav, and it can hold that amount of water. So like this will be ready for the Talmidim to utilize as a Tisha Kav and the Kamikvah. Ki oser avdimi omar, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda glustra omru, loy shonu, meaning, when does Tisha Kavan help? You have to have two things going against you. Number one, you're a choyla. It wasn't b'miskavan. It's not beside you a mishamish mitosai. It wasn't b'mezit, but it was the choyla. You had an emission b'choyla. And it was l'oinsoi. It was the oinus. It wasn't machmas tashra mita. It was the choyla l'oinsoi. Two nekudas. Aval l'choyla amargil. But if you're a choyla that's margil, meaning b'tashra mita, so then Tisha Kavan wouldn't work. But rather aboim so. You have to have dafka aboim so. Omer Rav Yosef, itbar chatz mit Rav Nachman. If this is the case, if it's only going to work for a choyle l'oinsoi, which is not shkiach at all, so then you broke this whole takona of a chatz mit Bas Tisha Kavan. Because everyone is going to have the tomb of choyle l'hamargel anyways. Zogt Rashi, ein etzoch lonu, the choyle l'oinsoi l'shkiach, it's not shkiach. So they were balikaria, they tashmish mita. So that's you broke the barrel. It bechatz with Rav Nachman. Zok the Gemara. We'll finish the last Gemara. Ki osa Ravin Omar. Ravin said, Beusha ve uvda. There was a mice in Usha. Dafko beis on beis. There's a mice in Usha. Bekila de Rav Oishia. The kilo, meaning at the entrance of his home of Rav Oishia, also v'sholol Rav Asi, they asked Rav Asi, meaning, is a balkari muta b'divetero by Tisha Kavan alone? Omaluhu loishonu ela l'choyla hamargil. Meaning, this din that Tisha Kavan works is only by choyla hamargil. Meaning, that it works for a choyla hamargil for Tasha Mita, taka works. Aval choyla l'oinsoi. But if it's shaloi b'tsoin, if it's an oinus, so then Potter Miklumi doesn't even need Tisha Kavan. So if that's the case, so you brought back the chatz with Rav Nachman. Om Rav Yosef, it's the meal, chatz with Rav Nachman. You put back and you glue together again, so to speak. You can utilize again the chatz of Rav Nachman. You mechazik in that clear again because it's necessary again because since it's negeya for choyla hamargil, so mele that takashchiach. So the chatz of Rav Nachman will come in very handy. We'll stop over here. The Gemara on Daf Chav Beis on the top.